since the very beginning of the foundation 10 years ago, and in multiple countries around the world with different types of initiatives, building infrastructure opportunities, building schools, investing in healthcare, and so on and so forth. Over the years, we decided that we need to be more focused, and the best thing that we could do is actually to focus on livelihood opportunities, helping refugees to get a job, earn a living, invest in their children's health and education, and become part of society. So our focus has, over the years, been about integration of refugees into the host communities, about contributing to refugees as well as the host community, so that we create that collaboration and that harmony between host community and refugee and avoid the conflict. So over time, the focus has taken us to a point where we decided to come here today and make a pledge that we will invest in the next 5 years 100 million euros in building opportunities for refugees, self-reliance opportunities for refugees, and helping them to integrate into society. So that commitment will reach into a number of countries where we work in sub-Saharan Africa and in the Middle East. It will focus on making refugees employable, on getting what they need to become entrepreneurs in the local society, help refugees farm the land, maybe irrigate the land when the farming is the opportunity for an increased livelihood, and do that by providing access to renewable energy, because energy is what unlocks opportunities in so many different ways. In addition to that, we have realized over the 10 years that we worked that there's very little evidence available about what works and what doesn't work when it comes to refugee livelihood. And Alex, you've been one of the people who have worked on this and worked with us on this. And we're very committed to continue to do that and build that learning, that evidence, and hopefully conceptualize that evidence and share it with as many as possible so that we can get a better impact for the money we invest. So building the evidence, understanding how we work with refugees in rural communities as well as in urban communities, and the fact that in many situations you have refugees splitting their families from rural communities between rural communities and urban communities, and we would like to understand more the dynamic between the people living in rural areas and the people living in the urban areas, and see what kind of collaboration is happening there. And basically we want to learn more about what works and what doesn't work, and that would be an important part of our investment. But of course, in the end, this is about creating more jobs and turning refugees into normal members of society, and going from being a refugee to becoming a citizen like everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you very much. These commitments are extraordinary. To have a core business and a foundation both make pledges and show such sustained commitment over time is something we can all probably learn from. And so with that in mind, we now want to have a fairly open dialogue, initially amongst the panelists, and then we'll open it up to the audience. And I'd like to start with the question of motivation, because I think when you as businesses or other organizations are looking at how you can engage colleagues, engage other partners in this area, I think there's a lot to learn from the panelists. So Tolga, providing 2,500 refugees across 30 markets with access to skills for employment is an exceptional commitment. Why have you prioritized skills for employment? Why do you see that as so important?
So for us, it's three things. One is our drive coming from our mission that